As we were working on our story yesterday, we received a statement from Kaiser's Vice President of Communications, John Nelson. It said, in part, "We find it unconscionable that NUHW's leadership would misdirect the grief and sorrow around suicide and capitalize on personal tragedy as leverage during contract bargaining." Now, Sonoma County Supervisor Shirley Zane was baffled at Kaiser's angry letter. Zane's husband committed suicide 8 years ago after attempting to get treatment from Kaiser, and she's been fighting ever since to hold Kaiser accountable and improve their care. She says that she received a letter today from Kaiser's CEO with a very different tone than the one we got from their PR department yesterday.
"Thank you for reaching out, for your commitment to ensuring that mental health care in this country is the best it can possibly be." Then he acknowledged our losses. "Each of you has experienced tremendous loss and struggle. I offer my deepest and heartfelt condolences and commend your courage in seeking to use your experiences to help others. You have requested an in-person meeting with me and members of the Kaiser Mental Health Services leadership, and I would be honored to meet with you. I want to hear your experiences and learn from you about your loved ones, and I will welcome all ideas and suggestions."
The overarching issue in this debate about mental health care is parity, the idea that mental health conditions and problems must be addressed with the same level of concern as heart attacks or cancer. Changing the system, for Zane, means that everybody would have a better understanding of parity and that stigma about mental health treatment wouldn't stop anyone from getting help.
"My husband's story is very stark in that 2 years before he became acutely depressed during the recession, he had a heart problem and went to the ER at Kaiser and within hours had received thousands of dollars of tests to make sure his heart was going to be okay. 2 years later, he gets acutely depressed. He's had chronic anxiety his whole life, and I keep sending him back to the doctor. He gets no medication management from a psychiatrist. He gets a therapist that sees him one time and then tells him, 'I can't see you again for 2 more months. I mean, there was no, it's like walking into, it would be like if he had walked into the ER with the cardiac symptoms and they gave him an aspirin."
Sonoma County Supervisor Shirley Zane. She continues to fight for improved mental health care, especially from Kaiser Permanente, in memory of her husband, Peter, who took his own life a little over 8 years ago. I'm Steve Mencher for KRCB's North Bay Report.